just relaxing. I don't really know what else we can do. I know they said to stay inside, but it's such a nice evening, so I'm sitting on my roof. Nope. I'm the only one. I guess everyone else is concerned for their lives or whatever. But I figure if it's really happening, I'd rather see it myself than watch it on my TV. Hey, if you're not doing anything, you should come over. Yeah. Come chill on my roof. You still got like an hour before the curfew starts, so you can make it over. I need someone to watch the bombs fall with. Plus, I can use you as a human shield and maybe make it to the next phase of human existence. And I have chips. That's what convinced you? You're so weird. I'll see you soon. Hey, you made it. Doesn't my roof have a great view? Oh yeah. If the entire eastern seaboard is wiped out the way they think it will, we'll see the whole thing. I know I'm being nonchalant about this, but what am I supposed to do? Be worried or wallow in sadness? Nah, not my style. You sure look fancy, by the way. Were you going somewhere? Aww, you got all dressed up to come see me? Well, me and an impending nuclear apocalypse. I don't think I've ever seen you in a suit and tie before. You look nice. But you're making me feel like a slob. If I had known we were getting all dressed up, I would have worn more than yoga pants and t-shirt. Aw, well, they are cute pants, but I bet you just like my ass in them. It's okay. You're allowed to. Come on. It's possibly the end of human life as we know it. Being flirty isn't going to kill you any more than an instant vaporization, right? Plus, I do really have a cute ass. So, did you do any of those last day on Earth things everyone's been posting about? You know, everyone's like, oh, this could be your last day on Earth, so do some crazy shit or whatever. I've seen some fucking wild shit today. People streaking through the streets, group sex in public. Seriously. Some crazy stuff. Did I do anything? Well, I always wanted to know what it'd be like to steal a car. Seriously. So I did. I know, but like, it's the last day on Earth and everything, right? Plus, people were literally leaving their cars in the middle of the street downtown. I only had to look for like 5 minutes before I found one with the keys still in it. I'll admit, it wasn't as exciting as I thought it would be. Still fun. I totally wrecked it, though. What about you? Give any thought to what you'd want to do before, you know? Oh. No. I'm sorry, I didn't know. I don't mean to sound so surprised or whatever. But yeah, I've been seeing that online a lot too. I guess no one wants to die a virgin. I'm sorry. I really didn't know. So like, never anything? Oh, just a hand job. Was it good at least? Nothing. I was just thinking about another last day on Earth thing. I always wanted to take someone's virginity. I don't think I've ever been with a virgin, and the idea is appealing. Because I'll get to guide you through everything. Plus, I'll be able to have you do it exactly how I want. What do you think? Well, yeah, we're friends now, but soon we could be radioactive huss. Besides, even if we live through tonight, I promise it won't change anything. So, yes, I'm so happy for you and for me too. No, don't worry. I'll tell you exactly what to do. But first, I'm gonna undo your belt. Well, before the main event, I want to show you what a blowjob feels like. I've been told I'm not half bad. Okay, let's. Oh, wow. No, it's fine. You're just thicker than I thought you'd be. I'll go slow, but tell me if you're gonna come in my mouth. That's what all the hype's about. I'm sorry you had to wait until the last day on Earth to get your cock sucked. But hopefully. Being able to take you into my throat like that makes up for it. Don't want you to burst just yet. Sorry if you were enjoying that. Well, you have to do something for me too. That's how foreplay works, or at least how it should. Here, pull down my yoga pants. Go ahead, just go for it. If I hate wearing underwear normally, you think I'm really gonna wear it today of all days? So give me your hand. Stick out two fingers. Yeah, just like that. And then you can start to rub me like that. Do it in small circles like that. That feels good. Get me nice and wet for you. Maybe you're this way. Grab my ass with your other hand if you want. Oh my god. Don't stop. Don't. The way you dug your nails into my ass, though. Yeah, here. Lay back. Get close. I'll guide you in. Ready? Oh, you feel really inside of me. I feel good for you. Okay. Speak. Yes, I'm doing it. Let's see if you can. Oh god. Right there. You want me behind now? Oh, look at you all of a sudden. Of course, I know how much you love my ass. Just lie down real slow again. You're. Fuck, you really fill me up. I should have to do this sooner. You don't have to be so gentle. You go a little. Yes. Yes. Those guys don't last as long their first time. Hey, do you see that over there? Are those? Oh, shit, I better hurry up. When you're close, pull out and come on my back. You know what? It's another world. You can come inside me. Yeah, I'm positive. Just grab my hips and go as hard as you. Oh my fuck. Please fuck me. Come for me. Please. Please. That's it. Oh. Come at me in a while. Decent first time. I hope it was good. Because by the looks of it, all of it, this is probably your last time. We can keep fucking, but if we end up frozen in ash like the people in Pompeii and tourists in 1,000 years on the repopulated earth get to gawk at you pounding me from behind, well, you're welcome.